Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Ayin Vav, Menachos 76. Today's Daf Yomi, the top of the Daf, there is a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Kol Menachos Teunos Shlosh Meos Shifa V'Chamesh Meos Be'ita. That all of the Menachos require, when they are being prepared, 300 Shifa, which according to most commentaries, they understand that it means to rub the grain between the fingers and rub the wheat husks between the fingers in order to get the berries out properly. And chamesh meos beita, which is 500 smackings of the grain in order to prepare it properly for the grain offering. And as the Mishnah continues, Hashifa uveita bechitin, the shifa and the beita, the rubbing and the banging, are done on the wheat, meaning to say with the kernels of wheat, so that the husk will fall down easily. And Rabbi Yossi says that it is done with the batzek, it is done with the dough, that the rubbing and the banging are done with the dough in order that the dough will be kneaded smoothly. The Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah, writes that Shifa comes from the meaning of smacking, like it states in Genesis 3:15, Hu Yishufach Rosh. And in Rashi, in his manuscript, he writes, and also the Rambam writes, that the intent is not for the smacking with the hand, that beita does not mean the smacking with the fist, but it means beita with the foot, that one is crushing it with their feet. And so therefore, indeed, the Rambam writes that one smacks the wheat with their hands until it is mostly removed, and then you step on the shell until you break it. And so that is how the Rambam understands it. By rubbing the berry, you're removing it from the husk, and then you're crushing it with your foot. That's almost a form of grinding it up, but you're doing it with your foot in order to get the flour out of the earth. The Rav Polem writes in his Shelos Uchuvos that he goes on a discussion about fingernails, and he says, were it not for the fingernails that were on the head of every finger of a person, the hands would always be tameh, even during the day, and even if we didn't sleep. And the reason, however, that we don't say that the hands are always impure is because we have the fingernails on the hands, and the fingernails on each of the fingers is like a garment that protects it and keeps in the holiness, and does not allow the ruach ra'ah, the bad spirit, to descend upon the fingers at all times, only at night and when we're sleeping. And so too, also, if a person enters into a bathroom, and that's why after a person wakes up from the night and after a person goes after the bathroom, and in addition to cleansing their hands, a person has to wash their hands ritually in order to remove the ruach ra'ah. And he writes that the reason why the fingernails, when they serve to protect, they're only protecting specifically those fingernails that are on the flesh, but the extension of the fingernails, that is not something which is providing the spiritual protection, and therefore he says it's important to cut one's fingernails so that they don't grow too big. And he says this both about the fingernails and the nails on the toes. And indeed, the commentaries ask about the Rav Polem, if that's the case, then that the Ruach Ra'ah is resting upon the fingernails of the toes and on the feet in general. Why don't we say that we should wash our legs, our feet every morning, just like we wash our hands in order to remove the Ruach Ra'ah? And so the explanation that's given in the name of the Marashach and the Sefer Yafesh Shah is that the reason is because the Ruach Ra'ah, that the bad spirit that rests upon the feet, is so hard to remove that we can't even remove it with a simple washing. And the only time we're able to be removing it was in the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kohanim would wash their hands. And the Kohanim had a special merit because they were serving in the temple. And so therefore, that combining the special merit with the washing of their feet, that was able to remove the the Ruach Ra from their feet, because they use a special water from the Kior, from the basin. And so therefore, as it states in Exodus 30:19, and in addition to that, the Rav Boalim adds on that also on the eve of Shabbos, there's a commandment to wash one's entire body and also their legs. And when it comes to the eve of Shabbos, we say that Shabbos serves as a merit. So generally speaking, we can't remove the Ruach Ra from the legs. It would only be in the temple and on Erev Shabbos that we would have this ability to remove it. And indeed, in our sugya, we say that they would do 300 rubbings and 500 crushings. And so we saw that most said that the crushings were done with the fist, and that was what was called the Be'ita. But the Rambam and the Ketav Yad of Rashi, they say that that refers to the trampling with the feet. So if that's the case, according to the ones who say that Be'ita is with the feet, we see a proof for the Rav Poalim, because why were they able to crush with the feet? How could they do that? There's the Ruach Ra upon them. So how are they able to do it? So it must be like the Rav Poalim says, that in the temple, because of the holiness of the temple, the Ruach Ra did not extend to the feet, because it was purified by the Kior and also by the merit of the temple. And so that's how they were able to crush these berries with their feet. However, other commentaries say, no, maybe the Kohanim wore socks or something when they were doing this aspect of crushing the wheat. Maybe they were wearing something. Just because it doesn't say that they were wearing something, it doesn't mean that they weren't wearing something. And if they were wearing something, then that could have served as a protection to prevent the Ruach Ra from extending to the grain.